Nolte, woke joke police target comedian Dave Chappelle. By John Nolte on August 27, 2019. The joyless joke police, who want to create two separate classes of Americans, are targeting veteran comedian Dave Chappelle because he satirizes transsexuals. Those also cutting-edge hipsters over at the far-left Vice are going so far as to order us to not watch Chappelle's latest Netflix special. You can definitely skip Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special, the headline reads. The comedian doubles down on misogyny and transphobia in both the special and the hidden bonus scene that follows, the sub-headline explains. Here are the details. He says that a white woman left one of his practice sets for the special at the Punchline Comedy Club in San Francisco, telling him, "I'm sorry, I was raped." Chappelle says he replied saying, "It's not your fault you were raped. But it's not my fault either. Ta-ta, bitch," to which the audience laughs raucously, as though that were a real punchline. He then followed with a story about sparking an unlikely friendship with a trans woman who he says was laughing the hardest out of anyone at the trans jokes in his practice set. The strange story of camaraderie seemed to highlight the common accusation that Chappelle is only interested in repairing his relationship with marginalized groups if he doesn't have to change anything about himself. Did you catch that last part, that part about Dave Chappelle only being interested in repairing his relationship with marginalized groups if he doesn't have to change anything about himself? Whatever happened to accepting people as they are? As far as this woman walking out and laying the fact she was raped at Chappelle's feet, as though he is somehow complicit, as if he has to somehow answer for what happened to her. If she's offended, walking out is the exact right thing to do. But guilting a person who had nothing to do with the crime is obscene. An appalling form of emotional blackmail. That kind of manipulation is not only infuriating, it's all too common nowadays. The far-left Daily Beast also finds some of Chappelle's jokes problematic. Kevin Hart was clearly joking when he wrote those incendiary tweets. Chappelle says, wrapping what happened to the comedian into his own problematic history joking with and about the LGBT community. He's not so much reflecting a blind spot he's had when it comes to those issues, but actually shining a spotlight on his controversial approach. You are never, ever allowed to upset the alphabet people, before launching into a set that risks doing just that, but also might be championed by the more self-aware of the community. He criticizes the repugnant blacklisting culture created by the left. It's all part of an extended set the comedian performs about cancel culture, or, as he refers to it, celebrity hunting season, in which no public figure is protected from potentially career-ruining backlash once they even lightly trip the trigger wire of outrage with a misstep. This is the worst time ever to be a celebrity, he says in the special. You're gonna be finished. Everyone's doomed. Michael Jackson's been dead for 10 years, and this nigga's got two new cases. Here's video of more of that, but notice that the clip starts by mocking our founding fathers. Chappelle doesn't believe Michael Jackson's latest accusers, I'm a skeptic myself. I don't believe these mother-effers, says Chappelle of Jimmy Safechuck and Wade Robson, the two men who accused Michael Jackson of sexual abuse. Of the documentary Leaving Neverland that details their allegations, don't watch it. It's effing gross. Although Chappelle says he doesn't believe the accusers, he imagines a scenario where Jackson is guilty. I mean, it's Michael Jackson. I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives. But it wasn't no goddamn Michael Jackson, was it? This kid got his DK sucked by the king of pop. All we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives. You know how good it must have felt to go to school the next day after that ST? But here's National Review's scolding, Dave Chappelle shouldn't defend Michael Jackson. Chappelle also has the gall to defend Louis C.K. and Kevin Hart, and rip into the gay community, you are never, ever allowed to upset the alphabet people, he says, referring to LGBT. Ain't that the truth? Naturally, members of the blue checkmark mafia are outraged. Oddly enough, though, no one I've come across, no one among those in the esteemed, unbiased, and not at all left-wing media, are chastising Chappelle for mocking white opioid addicts. Look around, y'all. The alphabet people, the LGBT, are some of the most powerful people in the country. They hold the levers of power throughout all of our culture and media, and anyone who dares criticize or mock them are quickly annihilated. White people suffering from opioid abuse however, have no representation, and yet our media, who claim to defend the marginalized, are not at all upset over this Chappelle riff at their expense. I laughed. But I'm a free speech extremist who chooses not to run around with a 6-foot steel rod shoved up my tight ass. And that's the most un-American thing you'll ever come across. When it comes to free speech, artistic expression, and comedy, my spirit animal is the late George Carlin, who has made me laugh harder than anyone ever, even Lou Costello and Richard Pryor. Carlin regularly attacked my beliefs and the things I held dear. And he was wrong about a lot of things, but he also challenged me, forced me to think, and pushed my buttons. That's a good thing. It's healthy to find yourself provoked and offended. It thickens your skin. It forces you to work through those feelings, which can clarify your feelings or, heaven forbid, result in a change of mind. The Dave Chappelle's and Sam Kinison's and Dennis Miller's and Chris Rock's and Richard Pryor's and George Carlin's, Lenny Bruce's and Jerry Seinfeld's and Ricky Gervais's and Mel Brooks's. You know what they do? They make us wiser. They're not right about everything. But they're right enough that they became famous by making us laugh, and jokes only work when there's some truth to them. And that's what angers the blacklisters, Chappelle daring to express truths about them and their sacred cows, things these fascists do not want said. And by saying them, by exposing them, Chappelle expresses his contempt for the blacklisters and proves they do not have the power to silence him. The elite hate that more than anything. You know, life's so much easier after you learn to laugh at yourself. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.